And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is livestock management specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, lots of bull sales coming up around the region. That's what we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. Could you give us an example of how to compare two sires?
Well, last week we talked a lot about different types of EPDs you might look at. So for example, if you were focused on weaning weight because you are marketing weaned calves, for example, you might see a sire that has a weaning weight of plus 62 and another sire that has a weaning weight EPD of plus 42. So the way you can compare those two sires is that the first sire, on average, will sire calves with 20 additional pounds of weaning weight. 62 minus 42 is 20 pounds. Of course, that's on average to expect from calves that he sires.
Okay, good stuff. And hey, we'll have more on sires when we come back.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch. It's our 23rd annual on February 16th at 2 o'clock.
This year we are selling 110 yearling and 2-year-old bulls, 50 registered bred heifers, and 120 commercial yearling and bred heifers. In this offering is the first calf crop of Deep Creek Square Deal and Keneally Craftsman.
You know we always sell with the Bruner Guarantee. Go to BrunerAngusRanch.com to view the catalog and videos, or call us at 626-2070 or 721-4754.
See you at the sale! The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus production sale is Wednesday, February 19th at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time at the ranch near Powers Lake, selling 90 powerful yearling bulls and 25 fancy yearling heifers. Bulls are fed free till April 1st, delivered free within 500 miles, and fully guaranteed. Online bidding will also be available through dvauction.com. That's the Berenson Bullinger Red Angus production sale, Wednesday, February 19th, 1 p.m. near Powers Lake. View the catalog at bbredangus.com.
Talking EPDs today on Ranching Issues with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, tell us why it's important to compare within the same breed.
Yeah, we just went through an example of how to compare two sires. And whether you're looking at an EPD or an index, it's really important that you're only comparing those within the same breed, because an EPD is made up of actual performance data from an animal in that breed and performance data from his relatives. That data then gets sent to the breed association, which uses an equation to calculate an EPD. And so each breed association is going to have a different equation, a different procedure for that. So that's why it's really important to only compare birth weight, for example, between sires of the same breed.
That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale, by the Bruner Angus Production Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solutions.